From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. In 2013, Edward Snowden leaked classified information about U.S. surveillance programs while working as a contract intelligence officer for the National Security Agency. Snowden fed information to reporters at The Washington Post and The Guardian, who revealed that the NSA was seizing the private records of millions of Americans who had not been suspected of any crimes. Shortly after Snowden fled the United States, federal officials charged him under the Espionage Act. Today he resides in Russia, living in exile while federal law enforcement officials continue efforts to extradite him back to the United States. On Saturday, KUER's Doug Fabrizio will interview Snowden live via a satellite link in an event organized by the Park City Institute. Ben Weisner will also be present at the event. He is director of the Speech Privacy and Technology Project with the American Civil Liberties Union, and he's also representing Snowden as his attorney. I sat down with Ben Weisner to talk about the logistics behind putting this kind of interview together. Ben, talk to me about the beginnings of your relationship with Edward Snowden. How did you end up representing him?
Well, I didn't learn Edward Snowden's name before you did. I learned it the same time that the rest of the world did when that remarkable video was put on The Guardian's website in June of 2013, and this impossibly young-looking man explained that he was the source behind the explosive stories that were being published in The Guardian and The Washington Post. However, my indirect association with him began somewhat earlier. When he initially reached out to the filmmaker and journalist Laura Poitras and signed his name enigmatically as Citizen 4 and said he had very important disclosures to make about the practices of the intelligence community, I was one of the people whom Laura Poitras consulted to see whether I thought that this was the note of a crank, whether she was being set up, or whether this might actually be a legitimate whistleblower. And of course, none of us could have known back then in January of 2013 that email would change history.
How often do you communicate with Edward Snowden? And if you can give me a sense, what's the basic day-to-day existence for him in Russia?
Well, I communicate with him fairly regularly, and he's in touch with other people, too. He does a fair amount of public speaking. He also serves on the board of directors of a nonprofit organization called the Freedom of the Press Foundation, which supports security for journalists and investigative reporting. He lives an extremely active and fulfilling life. He's doing vital work on issues that he cares about. He's helping journalists report the stories from the archive. He is working with technologists and cryptographers around the world to build secure tools that will allow civil society to thrive even under surveillance, and to work on tools that will benefit people who don't live in free and open societies. He's busy, and I would add that he is perhaps more socially connected now through technology and the internet than he was during his 9 years in the intelligence community, where, after all, he wasn't able to speak openly about what he was doing.
What are the logistics of setting up an interview with Edward Snowden, like the one that people will be experiencing in Park City on Saturday night?
So after a couple of years of wearing too many hats on Team Snowden, I decided that I was a lawyer, not an agent. And so we brought in one of the best-known speakers bureaus in the United States to handle all of the invitations that come in for Edward Snowden to speak. So this was arranged through that speakers bureau and the hosts in Park City. And so one way to get him to speak at a public event is to contact him through that bureau. Still, most media requests for him come through me, but as you probably have seen, he's done very, very few media interviews. He's found other ways to communicate with the public. Recently, he launched a Twitter page where he has, last I checked, about 1.6 million followers, so that's one way that he can communicate directly to the public.
So what does Edward Snowden want to achieve from media interviews and from the interview on Saturday?
I think that people misperceive the core message of Edward Snowden. They think that fundamentally his core message is about surveillance, when in fact his core message is about democratic participation. In his mind, his role was to return through the media to the people information that never should have been concealed from them in the first place. But it's really up to the public to decide what it wants to do with that information and what policies it wants to accept and which ones it wants to reform. And so his core message is to explain why he thought it was so vital for the public to have access to the information that he shared, and then to encourage people to to participate. That democracy is a living thing, and it requires people to be active and not passive.
Ben Weisner is director of the Speech, Privacy, and Technology Project with the American Civil Liberties Union. He's also representing Edward Snowden as his attorney. KUER's Doug Fabrizio will interview Snowden live via satellite on Saturday night at the George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Center for the Performing Arts in Park City. The event is organized by the Park City Institute. I'm Terry Gilday, KUER News.